On a day when little stirred, the roads and the airspace shut, the cortege of Queen Elizabeth II assembled for the first stage of its ultimate journey. Leaving Westminster Hall, where she'd lain in state, the coffin, draped in the royal standard, bore the imperial crown, the orb and sceptre, and flowers chosen by the king. The crown would later be removed, a symbolic detachment of the queen from the throne she occupied for 70 years. But not yet. Not before King Charles III had led his family, the country and global figures in bidding her farewell. In Westminster Abbey, where kings and queens across the ages have been crowned, married and buried.
Here, where Queen Elizabeth was married and crowned, we gather from across the nation, from the Commonwealth, and from the nations of the world, to mourn our loss.
The Queen's reign spanned 14 US presidents, from Harry S. Truman to Joe Biden, present here with his wife Jill. And she met regularly with 15 British prime ministers, the last Liz Truss, invited by the Queen to form a government just 2 days before her death. In his sermon, the Archbishop of Canterbury recalled the Queen's life of service and faith.
Service in life, hope in death. All who follow the Queen's example and inspiration of trust and faith in God can with her say, we will meet again.
The funeral service was relatively brisk, as the Queen herself had decreed. The hymns chosen by her included a personal favourite, The Lord is My Shepherd. It ended with 2 minutes of silence. Observed in parks and public spaces across the country. Then a rendition of the national anthem, God Save the King Now. And a lament by the Queen's personal piper. It is a solemn yet historic occasion, a state funeral like no other, the culmination of a period of national mourning that has witnessed both the end of the second Elizabethan age, in which this country and the world have changed so much, and the birth of a new era for Britain's monarchy under King Charles III. The King, who is 73, has pledged, as his mother did, to serve for the rest of his life. And soon he will lead, as the sovereign and constitutional head of state that he is now, from the front. But in these final hours, with thousands lining the streets to watch, as the Queen's body was borne in grand military procession through central London towards its place of final rest in the Royal Vault at Windsor, he would follow her still. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, London.